Delling Poll, British Police Declare Easter Eggs Non-Essential. By James Delling Poll on March 30, 2020. Police enforcing the British government's lockdown have been trying to ban convenience stores from selling Easter eggs because they are non-essential goods. Despite it not being at all clear that there are any rules mandating what shopkeepers can and cannot sell. According to the BBC, some shops have been told by police and local councils that the chocolate eggs are considered non-essential goods. The Association of Convenience Stores, ACS, blamed overzealous enforcement and a misreading of the rules. It has told shopkeepers to carry on selling a full range of goods. There is no government definition of which products can be sold within those stores, ACS Chief Executive James Lohman observed. In the cases where officers have challenged retailers and shoppers in this way, it's brought confusion, distracted retailers in the busiest weeks of their lives and increased the interactions between people at a time when the government is trying to minimize them. Elsewhere, overzealous police have summoned people for the alleged offense of going to the shops for non-essential items. They have also been trying to stop people taking walks on canal towpaths and dyeing a blue lake in Derbyshire's Peak District black to make it look less appealing to day trippers. According to The Sun, police wrote on Facebook, "Yesterday we received reports that people were congregating at the Blue Lagoon in Harper Hill, Buxton. No doubt this is due to the picturesque location and the lovely weather, for once, in Buxton. However, the location is dangerous and this type of gathering is in contravention of the current instruction of the UK government. With this in mind, we have attended the location this morning and used water dye to make the water look less appealing." Officers have also been grilling hospital care workers on their way back from late shifts and stopping people from sitting in the park, note the misspelling of guidance, and soliciting hate crime reports and reprimanding Stephen Kinnock MP, the son of former Labour leader Neil Kinnock, for stopping to sing happy birthday to his dad. Stephen Kinnock's behaviour, though defended by some as reasonable defiance of excessive authoritarianism, does lay him open to charges of hypocrisy, however. Here is what Kinnock, a Labour politician, tweeted last week. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.